Okay, I have a dilemma.
Oh, good. That's our favorite.
No. It's not that. Well, maybe you could help me with it. Okay, because
okay.
I have TikTok questions, but I also have radiation questions. And there's quite a bit.
We both?
Okay. So maybe
you wonder, because you always get cut up. You always get cut off or throwed up or throwed out or not spoke to or yelled at or, you know, things we normally do.
Yeah. Because I dove deep into the radiation, and, man, there's a lot of questions, unasked questions regarding radiation. You told me last week to look at the beta particles, and I got looking at that, and you told me to look at the tau neutrinos, and I looked at that, and then there's a whole lot of other stuff while mining my notes. So I have some basic radiation questions to go into first. Okay, Ian, in 2020, March, you said that the radiation has gotten ahead of the hydrogen. And I thought somewhere that I asked, but I couldn't find the answer, so I'm going to re-ask it. Hopefully I'm not re-asking it, but for some reason I thought I did. Okay, is the radiation still ahead of the hydrogen?
As long as there's a radioactive decay, a beta particle, a beta ray, would always be behind, you see. So the beta decay, and then you have the beta plus decay, that's how you get your electrons positioned, respectively. But once there's no more radioactivity, then it will remain ahead of hydrogen.
There was something there.
That answer.
Yes, it did, but okay, so is that a yes or a no? Because what you're saying, well, maybe we'll get it later on.
Well, we're saying, no. The answer to the question doesn't change. But we're just saying, you said, is that still the case? And we said, as long as there's radioactivity, then not exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
But once that decay is over, then it will every single time. So we have to be careful, because people actually listen to this shit. We don't know why. They should
because you can straighten out, because I read quite a bit on radiation, especially in particular the beta and beta plus, which I have some questions.
Yeah. See, we brought that right up, because we had to get that shit straight, because now you got the beta minus the electron emission in the decay.
Yes.
So now you're going to have a weak interaction when you get like that. So now, if you're going to deal with the... Shut up. See, this is where Bob yells at. Shut up.
No.
Okay.
My questions will bring this out, Ian, because there's a lot.
And sometimes it hurts. It hurts sometimes, yeah.
Because it looks interesting about the electron emission. The electron emission, but then you go into the beta, and I have some questions on the beta. But let me proceed.
Okay.
Hey, Ian. Okay, this radiation that you're referring to, is it coming from the thorium and the radon in the Al2SO4 form?
It is.
Wow. Well, that's huge.
And also in the change of the helium, the noble gas, that changes it into an antineutrino.
Helium is turned into an antineutrino.
Uh-huh.
So then that's involving electrons. That's involving electrons.
As well. Well, that's what you're doing here, is trying to place them.
That's where they're coming from.
Right, because you got your B plus decay is your positron emission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So.
Boy. You answer some questions, but it opens up more. But that's good. That's the purpose of this exercise. Okay, Ian.
So now we're going to go back to cesium-137, which is where we end up every single time. And nobody ever gets it. Cesium-137. We're going to do it one more time.
Damn, Ian. I didn't go that deep in looking at cesium and uranium.
Karen will do it. Karen, don't worry. Karen will get it. She has to clean up everything. Karen will do it. Just leave it for Karen. She'll take care of it.
So, Ian, this radiation that's coming from those two elements in the AL2SO formula, is that beta plus decay?
Well, depends on how it's charged.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes. The answer is yes, but you can't know that based on that information.
Right.
You got to go at it from a different level.
Well, that's something to look at because I have, you know, quite a bit of questions there, buddy. But that's something
because the aggregant you're talking about, is it ionizing power that you're talking about, and does it penetrate? And if it does, then you're gonna have a different radioactive position.
Yeah. Okay. This is when you had me looking at radiation. You know, I was looking at this radiation, and I found an old note that always stuck out. And I'm like, "What is that? What is that?" And it's been hanging for, let me see, 6 years, actually.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. And it's based on your words. Okay. March 12, 2016, you say, when you have those bonds, say like super sugar, that becomes a whole new thing that you can take what is known as what you call half-life radioactive material and make it stable in like H197, yeah, which has its half-life, but it would no longer be radioactive. The radioactivity is contained in those bonds, and that radioactivity is contained in those bonds has stuck with me for 6 years, but I'm not finished.
Yep.
On September 10th of this year, you said the condition of the electron is what you use. The super sugar is what you use to create a new particle from the nucleus to make it stable. There's no radioactive decay. If it's stable, that is the point. So, Ion, has there something changed with super sugar? Because before you said that, something has changed in 6 years.
Bert, it has something to do with fucking me. Radiation's me. You got to bring me into it, or you get lost in this fucking.
Fix your phone.
You fucking fix your mic. Work on it. Take a break.
See what he does. See what he does. Then it's like, and then he's being nice because people are listening. You should hear him. He doesn't kiss Carolyn. Carolyn won't let him kiss her with that nasty mouth that he's got on him. She won't let him kiss him. That's no.
So, you've got to bring
Bob, I'm going into it, Bob. Because within that span of 6 years, I would say again, Bob, beg pardon?
I'll hold you to that. You're going into it.
Okay, because if you look in the last 6 years, from March 2016 to now, a lot has happened as far as Bob's position on the planet. So is that what the connection is?
What? You mean what's left of it, don't you?
Because Bob is in charge now, so that's changed the whole, eliminated all the radioactivity.
No, that's not true. Bob's been in charge all along. Nobody else would accept it. Now they don't have a choice. And it's not that Bob got rich. It's not that Bob got rich. It's that everybody else got poor. And Bob don't know the difference. He don't care. He didn't care. He didn't have an idea. He didn't have a clue.
Okay, and then at least something else that Bob and I were speaking on the What Youth tailgate. Remember you told us in 2019 about the Bob germs? Was that a hint about the radioactivity?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you have it. There's the change.
Yeah, okay, Bert, I would say, how much of
the... In your phone.
Is there any problem with my phone, Carolyn?
Yeah, you're on your stupid headphones.
You're at a distance, Bob. It sounds like you're in the corner over the other side of the room.
I was.
Come out of the
room. Very accurate, Bert. I was over in the corner.
Okay.
Now I'm back here.
Stay, Bert.
You're right on the phone. You're right by your...
Yeah, right on the fucking computer.
Bert, just out of this stuff. Bert, just out of this stuff. We say that Bert won't tell stuff. Now you're telling stuff. Good for you.
Yeah. So, Bert, I'm not bringing this up for narcissistic reasons completely.
Bob's working on my novel, Bert.
That's the first thing the aliens are going to tell me. Write a novel, Bob. So listen. So, Jean was just asking, she says, Eugene says, am I the programmer of the computer who programmed me? And I said, not anymore. And she says, tech body interplay? I said, not anymore. And she said, tech body interplay? And I said, probably. So I cite that. How much of the description of matter that you're referring to mainstream science with ions twisting of it is outer kingdom? How much is middle kingdom? How much is inner kingdom? And which kingdom is Bob, if he is any kingdom, per radioactivity? See? So you got to work both sides.
He's the interface.
Get lost.
Bob is the interface. Bob is the interface. And you, if you listen to Bob, you will be lost. So, yes, that's a given.
So that's why you make
lose
up
you and find you and find you and lose you.
You make up mathematics to bounce off getting lost by Bob. Right? So you get some kind of certainty. And that would be outer kingdom, probably.
But, if Bob, if you're the interface, that would be the middle kingdom.
No, that's me. I'm explaining how much you bring in science.
Science? I thought we were talking about birthday cake.
No, we're not. Okay? So, we're talking about how much you should go into the mathematics, and then you got to figure out how much you stick out of the mathematics and get back to Bob. See? It's an interplay there. So you should be doing, I've always been telling you that the last year or so, do both while asking ion questions. Like you're chasing quarks. No, hang out with Bob rather than just chasing quarks.
Okay, but technically speaking, that was Ed chasing quarks. It wasn't Bert.
Right, but you guys, you and Jed are the same lately, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
this hour. You give you guys an hour, and then you get people like Nan typing it. I wish I could understand what they're talking about.
Okay. Then this goes.
Hey,
right
we got a clear
in.
Statement from Rob Window. The first clear statement as he has ever said. He says radioactivity is as clear as mud. Important. He put two is's
so
in. You makes it. That.
So yellow cake is called Urania. And that's how you make birthdays.
So, Ion, let's go to the next question. And it's a perfect segue.
Wait,
as far as...
Wait, did you not... You're going to let that go?
About Urania? Yellow cake?
Uh-huh. Yellow cake. We're talking about birthday cake. Yep.
No, I have other questions, Ion. I don't want to go into birthday cakes. Unless there's something with the urania, because I've never heard that word. Is that uranium?
No, it's urania. It's what yellow cake is.
Okay.
What they use in nuclear reactors. Yellow cake. We weren't being cheeky. That time when we were talking about cake.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday!
Okay, Ion, there are two types. Okay, it appears to be there's two types of beta plus decay. Electron capture and the proton emission. Now, we just discussed that Bob, this is this fighting factor of radiation. Is Bob the determining factor between electron capture and proton emission?
Isolation. Yes. The proton isolation.
So Bob is the deciding factor in proton isolation between electron capture and proton emission?
Agreed.
Okay, then that solves that. Because that was the really tricky thing when you read about the electron capture and the proton emission. So it's the isolation that Bob's connected to. Okay, Ion, will negative pH increase the prevalence of beta decay?
It does until you get to up to an ammonium diurate. Then you have a little problem. So you're going to have a, you're bumping into something. So we can't answer that straight because it's not to the position. The answer is yes, up to ammonium diurate.
Ammonium diurate, okay. I'll look at that to get a fill in on that, okay. Okay. Now we're going into, the relationship of the radiation decay with the,
oh wait, meat before site. You do that, will you give Bob the book where he got all the numbers from the 1800s? He needs that, she needs that reference, and we know you know, so.
Okay, I have to look, I don't have that in, short-term memory. I have to look at it in my notes.
Yeah, well there hadn't been much content lately. I thought you might have that handled pretty close to the top, but
no,
there hasn't been a lot of content lately.
No, there's, too much. It's too much. It's overload of content, actually, Ion, actually.
We're sorry about that. We wish if y'all had invented a better non-physical, you'd be better off.
No, it's perfect. That's why. It's a good enough fit because you have so many topics that are floating around. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Ion.
We're trying to keep up with at least two or three of them. Now they've moved us to the third person, so I don't know how this is going to
that was funny.
See what the third person... Have to see what the third person has to say about this non-physical business. This might be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and this is, I'm connecting some dots. May 2014, made a statement that beta decay affects the polymerase. And in June of 2020, you told me that the polymerase embraces the body as a chain reaction. So is the beta decay responsible for the chain reaction? And how the body embraces the polymerase?
It's a part of it. It's what gives room for the polymerase to actually deactivate in the mitochondrial position of the, you know that part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, then also in 2000.
Because the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart.
There it is.
Oops,
there it is.
There it is.
Okay, in June 2020, you told me that the polymerase is thermal stable, and that involves half-life. So does the thermal stable status of the polymerase mean that the polymerase will change due to elimination of half-life?
In essence, yeah. Now, there's a few steps in between there that we don't give just because it would be confusing. Because it's kind of like I'm going to start with some wheat and I'm going to end up with yellow cake. Well, there's some steps that go in between that process and the threshing floor first. But we didn't include all those steps just yet. But we will. Don't worry. You got 9 or 10 minutes left. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, I heard the clock ticking early. Okay, this is an interesting question. And I found it and I was like, wow, okay. This is 2021. You confirm that beta plus decay is taking place in the environment and in the cell. But then, and that the beta decay is the reason why the mind body spirit drinks haven't been released. So is that due to too much beta decay in the environment or not enough?
Not quite enough.
Okay.
Because once you get that stabilized, it would be overwhelming. That's y'all having problems now, and you ain't even exposed to it yet. See, you're having issues with the people got the gout, and they got GERD, and they got greasy hair, and they got a lot of ass aches, and a lot of knee breaks, and a lot of tear jerking, you know, some of that kind of stuff. But, you know, pretty much the norm.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ion. Okay, Ion, now we're going into the, I got to looking at the leptons, and you told me to look at the tau neutrino, and I got to looking at some more information as far as the neutrinos, and it's pretty interesting, but there's a theory. Does the tau neutrino, is that like the last stage? Does it oscillate from the electron to the muon state, then to the tau?
It does.
Is that what that is?
It does. It has to. It has no other, there's no more room or no more other room for it.
Wow.
Because see, you're taking away everything that y'all got set up now, just like the human meat sack. Everybody's so excited about the human form of how fabulous it is and how forgiving it is and how all this, the son of bitches is dying, every last one of them dying on the vine. So this apparition that this is some perfect state is the furthest from the case at all. You've got to change this unperfect body into a perfect being that is salt and light.
You just gave me another question, but I'm going to ask my next question that I have prepared.
Okay, Spanky, you got it.
Okay, Ian, you said that a lepton engages lysine. Is it the Tau Leucina that engages lysine?
As well. And other forms, too. It might even be more conductive with, it may be more, even more conductive with Rose of Sharon. But we'll get back to you on that.
Okay. So you're talking about the Tau Neutrino engaging other amino acids. That's what you're saying.
As well as lightning, yes. But see, when you asked that question originally, that's the only place you went to. You didn't go anywhere else. So
right.
we weren't obliged to go any further.
Of course.
You're just rambling on. Let them ask that question. They don't know what you're saying.
But you've always said that lysine was the first, but then when you brought in the other three, it's natural that they would engage the other three because of the specialization of the three new amino acids. Wow. Okay, Ian.
Agreed.
The really weird feeling that I started getting in 2019 when you were warning me about gamma radiation, it was pretty uncomfortable in 2019, and then 2020 I get bouts of it, and last year I got some bouts of it, but not so much now, but I do get it periodically. Is that the pericardium engaging radiation?
Yeah, and you're getting a taste for it. See, it's like when you get control of your knee sack, you don't let your body tell you what you can do. You tell your body what to do.
Yeah.
Remember? Well, you say, yeah, most people don't live like that, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, because I just questioned that because I had a few bouts, but it was, you know, I was able to overcome it, but it's like, okay, so I'm getting used to it. So that's getting a taste of it, of what's going on.
That's like practicing martial arts. There's no one martial art that's more superior to another one. It's which one works for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Nobody gets that part.
Very good. Okay, Ian, this is basic questions here. Because I read some things about neutrinos. I'm like, damn, this is shit that I never asked and heard. Okay, do neutrino... Hey, Bob.
Bert.
Yes.
Okay,
Bert.
So we have to find out what you've asked about. He's like Nan.
He's been listening to us for an hour and he doesn't know what you're talking about.
I ain't listening. I am not listening.
How far back? You want me to go from the beginning, Bob?
Yeah. Let's just see what you think you did. I know you did that.
I know what I did because I'm reading.
Definition of pentatonic scale. Radiation in the end will be ahead of hydrogen. Bob's role in defining radioactivity. So what? I'd say the last two topics. They got nouns?
Thermostable of the polymerase.
That's it? Thermostable, one word, of the polymerase. Okay.
Yes. And not enough beta decay for the release of the mind-body-spirit drinks.
Not enough beta decay to release the drinks.
Yes.
And another one?
Yes. The tau neutrino does oscillate from an electron and muon state.
The tau? T-A-U?
A-U, yes. Neutrino.
Okay, that's the topic. The tau neutrino.
Tau neutrino, yes. And it also engages lysine. Okay, yes. And then, okay, now I'm getting ready
to ask. Lysine, which is L-Y-S-I-N-E.
Yes.
The tau neutrino and lysine. Okay, that's good enough.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, Ian. It's reading, because that oscillation of the tau neutrino going from electron to muon and then to the tau. Do neutrinos have mass?
Sometimes, but not every time.
Sometimes, but not every time. Okay.
See, it's a lot of sometimes factor, Bert.
Yeah.
See, yeah. You know, ion science is variable more than regular science, as far as I understand regular science.
Yes.
You understand regular science, Bob?
Well, I know that their error is to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
That's their problem.
Agreed.
Trying to be too precise.
And the neutrino is what changes everything. Because I remember you saying, Bob.
Precise. And we have to be precise, so we have to say sometimes to be precise.
That's right. Yeah, correct.
Okay, here's the question. It's the question. Because I remember Bob went on a show and he was being interviewed by some lady, I don't recall, but I remember something Bob said about neutrinos, that the neutrinos didn't start appearing until you came forth. Is that correct, Ian?
That's correct. You didn't know what they were. You were trying to find something that was like that, and you didn't find it, and that's what you called it, because you didn't know otherwise. So, yes.
Okay, with neutrinos sometimes having mass, are they going to react more with matter in the new environment?
Yes. You can ask Dr. Dean, but the answer, computer says yes.
Whew. Okay, well, you just...
But you better double-check with Dr. Dean on that one, though.
Okay. Okay, Ian.
Let's see, in nuclear medicine, there's stuff going on that you can't even imagine.
Really?
Changes the way you process everything. Well, they're already doing that now. You know, they don't do it. You know, used to, back in Carolyn's day, their famous thing to do, if they didn't know what was wrong, to do exploratory surgery. Take a butcher knife and cut you open to see what they think might be what's hurting you. Well, I don't know what they'll do. Exploratory surgery. We'll mix this in the mud right away. It's not... That leg, we're going to debride that leg right below the hip. We're going to debride it right off.
So, okay, Ian, is that change? Is that because
Bob,
of your
write
presence?
Down nuclear medicine. Bob, write down nuclear medicine because there's going to be some bullshit in a little bit. So just go ahead and write it the fuck down so we can stop some of this bleeding.
I'm going to call it nuclear medicine. And they call it nuclear medicine psychopathy.
Oh, psychopathy. That's nice. Psyops. A psyop. Yeah. That's good.
Exploratory surgery. I put brackets. I put exploratory surgery in brackets.
And then you should probably go into the autopsy. So that's the next thing they're going to use to tell. They're going to wait till you're dead to see if you have... Now they're trying to figure out what long COVID is. That's fun. As opposed to short COVID, as we suppose.
And you mentioned that I should look into muons also. Okay, are muons going to become more like electrons in the new environment?
Indirectly. Or subjectively. If we can say subjectively, then yes. But see, you're not going to recognize it because you can't even go by the periodic table. There's no way to do those atomic numbers, the atomic weights. There's no way to do that because they're all going to be up on a different scale, pentatonic or otherwise.
Mm.
You hear that? You heard me?
I heard you.
Okay.
Okay, and it just seems, okay, this seems like that all of the subatomic particles are reacting to the increase, the Al2SO4. Is that correct?
Yeah, wait till you get to U-235. That's gonna be a bull brummer.
U-235. Okay, I'll have to look at that. I won't go. Oh, okay.